Yeah, I don't have anything up at home right now. One end of my 40-meter dipole came down, and I just took it completely down, hooked up, and I don't operate at home enough to say so. I have a 440 I was going to use in place of that 430, and that thing has got a receive problem, real weak on the receive, but it's like to get it going because it's got the built-in tuner and everything. It'd be really handy in the mobile, but the 430 sure is still working. It's got a couple issues with it, and probably will never get completely fixed. Like, things like the squelch knob doesn't work, and I've tried to use it on AM and FM and haven't had real good luck with it. I don't know if it actually had the FM set up to use and the AM. It's got something wrong with it. It works, but not quite right. But yeah, I think it's done a lot of bouncing down the road. So the fact it works at all is pretty amazing. I carried it for a lot of miles, and I know I had miles on it before. So, but nice thing about that radio is you can work almost everything in it without